to the February 5th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, VMware's ESXi Hypervisor is catching on in vSphere shops, and Windows Azure adds VM support. I'm site editor Colin Steele. VMware released its ESXi Hypervisor 2 years ago, and now it's finding a home in organizations that have deployed vSphere or are new to VMware. ESXi is a scaled-back version of VMware's ESX Hypervisor. One of the major differences is that ESX has a service console for installing agents and running scripts, while ESXi does not. But when upgrading to vSphere, the simplicity and security of ESXi is a big draw for admins. And organizations that are deploying VMware for the first time just don't see the need for the full version of ESX either. It's a different story, though, when it comes to existing VMware shops that already run ESX and aren't moving to vSphere. For businesses that rely on scripts and agents, it's tough to move from ESX to ESXi. But they'll have to eventually, as VMware has plans to phase out ESX in favor of ESXi. We'll be right back.
Attention, IT managers. It doesn't matter if you're just getting into virtualization or if your entire business has been virtualized for years. SearchServerVirtualization.com has all the resources you need to get the most out of this rapidly growing technology. Our tips come from some of the most respected experts in the field, and our experienced news staff and bloggers will keep you up to date on the latest developments in the market. Get all of this and more at SearchServerVirtualization.com.
Welcome back. Microsoft will add support for VMs to Windows Azure, its cloud computing platform. The move is expected by the end of March, according to our sister site, searchcloudcomputing.com. The ability to load and run VMs directly on Azure will enable VM hosting, which marks a shift from the platform-as-a-service model of cloud computing to the infrastructure-as-a-service model. Microsoft will also add virtual hard disk support and remote desktop services to Azure, stepping up competition with Amazon Web Services. That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.